This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Morning Round on BFM 89.9. I'm Khoo Soo Chuang with Philip C. But before that, let's talk about UMNO.
Yes, because in the Melaka state elections, UMNO will contest under the Barisan national flag for 20 seats with its coalition partners, MCA standing in seven constituencies in MCI. However, Muafakat national partner PAS is notably absent. In fact, UMNO Deputy President Datuk Sri Muhammad Hassan told FMT that the party did try to avoid this, but PAS still chose to contest under Perikatan Nasional. But Muhammad Hassan reiterated that it would not mean that both parties would not work together for G15. And UMNO and PAS will clash, though, in seven seats.
The election is largely seen as a bellwether for UMNO's standing with grassroots voters, as well as their chances to make a comeback in G15. So how will UMNO fare in the state elections? For more on this, we have with us now Dr. Shamsul Amri Baharuddin, Director of the Institute of Ethnic Studies, or KITA. Good morning, Dr. Shamsul. Now, what does this say about the current government when on a state level in Melaka, UMNO is contesting on their own, while Bersatu and PAS are also fielding their own candidates?
Well, thank you very much for the invitation to make these comments. I think the most important thing that you have to observe, this is not the first time it happened in a ruling government at the federal level, and at the state level they are split. We have just seen the Pilihan Raya Negeri Sabah. So you can see they are friends, they are together at the national front or at the federal government, but they are contesting against one another. So this Melaka case is not really out of the blue, sort of, you know, this has become a pattern. But you must understand that PH supporters are quite happy that this contest is happening. They hope to weaken the UMNO and BN and PAS and Bersatu. It's the people in UMNO, PAS and Bersatu, they are worried. And as for me and my friends who are watching this, I think this is democracy at its best. You know, you're trying to see how good you are and how much support you can get in your campaign.
Yeah, I guess frenemies are part and parcel of democracy. So I just want to get your perspective. You know, this move by UMNO, is this really driven bottom up, like because of the grassroots support and also the warlords at the state level?
Well, you cannot. You see, if you see the last election, UMNO, despite of PH push, they managed to win, you know, what I think 13 seats or something, you know. So their machinery at the bottom is still good in a sense because they are the most organized for the last 40 years. So I think this is what we are looking at. We are looking at not UMNO now, but UMNO as an organization that has survived on grassroots support. I'm not sure about the warlords because it's so difficult to establish who are these warlords except for two or three cases, but I think the most important groups of people and supporters on the ground are the division chiefs or the branch chiefs. I think these are the two sets of people you have to watch.
Now, Dato, what is interesting is that the most visible campaigners on the ground in Melaka has been people like Dato Sri Zahid Hamidi and, of course, Dato Sri Najib, who are part of the court cluster, but less visible of the other faction, the cabinet cluster. Why do you think this is the case?
I think there's a lot more focus on Najib in the news rather than other leaders because he's the one who is willing to talk to all the journalists. I've seen this happening in the Pilihan Raya Kecil in Pahang and Semenye. He's the one, and everyone is looking for him. Whatever you call him, Apa Malu Bosku, whatever you want to call him, he's the one who's willing. And he has this news value among the rest. So I've seen Datuk Mat Hassan, Ishamuddin. So there are others who are actually campaigning on the ground. But definitely, he's a top pop, you know, of Malaysian everyday politics, I call it.
He's the UMNO pop star, you mean. So I wanted to get your perspective, you know. I mean, okay, so there's all this hype and he's going around. But if you look at the numbers and what's actually brewing on the ground, what is the likelihood of UMNO winning the Melaka state election then?
Okay, I judge this on the, because from the 16, there's an early voting allowed, you see, in a number of seats, except four of them. So from the result, we could see that UMNO gets nearly 70% of the vote, or BN rather. So there is a chance for them to regain what they have. And definitely, if they regain what they have, which is not enough, they have to pair off with some other parties to allow them to rule.
So, Dato, what's your sense of how the elections pans out? Who's the winners and losers?
Well, I think I use a very straightforward demographic analysis. Yeah? You know, the Chinese seats will be for the AP. It's not difficult to judge, or you don't need to take a 4-digit for this. But, it's
not a cut out, though.
A foregone conclusion. And there's a 10... 9, I call mixed seats, where the Malay majority is about 60, the maximum, And this is where a block voting from PH supporting a particular candidate of PH, Melayu ke, Cina ke, they will win on that score. If you see the result in the last election, a lot of these candidates in this mixed seat won by having only 48% or 47% of the vote. It's not above 50. So this is the interesting part and the decisive part of Malacca election. The rest of it, what we call the Malay seats, and UMNO is dominating that seats. PAS, as you say, they're not seen anywhere very much. And Pakatan Harapan, there's a lot of noise, but not much what happened on the ground. So this is the situation, I think.
Now, let's just focus on UMNO and let's run the scenario right. If they win a majority, okay, that means the course is clear. They're on a pathway for GE15. On the scenario that they don't get the majority or even lose more seats, right, what does this mean actually for them on the state and even federal level? Will this call for a broader leadership discussion even at the federal level?
Well, I think what happened in Malacca will be interesting one for UMNO as a barometer what they have to move next. You see, I would say if they win outright majority, they have to win at least by one seat, 15 seats. So it hardly a win in a way, a majority win. So they still have to struggle like what they are. Malacca has been struggling with 3 CM, the first one BN and then first was PH and then BN and then another one, the last one is Sulaiman. So they have 3. And I think the situation will be very unsettled in many ways unless they can find trusted friends. But then in politics, the word trusted is not a key word to many things, you see? Yeah,
and we also know that the UMNO party elections have been delayed till December next year. Do you see a fight for the top post, Dato?
Definitely, there will be a fight because I think a lot of these people are waiting because it's been postponed by Zahid quite a number of times. So I think the result in Malacca will also help either to ease him out or to strengthen him. But the challenge will be there, definitely.
So who's the contester?
Well, I think Datuk Man is there, is willing and ready. And even if he doesn't fight, everybody said, okay, you go. And then Hishamuddin. So there are candidates. And Ismail Sabri is the top candidate. Of course, as a prime minister and an incumbent, he has a different reach and power.
So just want to do a last one on Malacca. If they don't get the majority, will pass Leo and rejoin UMNO and then break Bersatu and then Perikatan Nasional is gone?
Well, I think that they will discuss and negotiate that another level because at this Malacca election, they've known who are friends, who are enemies, who are half friends, who are half enemies. So I think they have to renegotiate. That is the only way out.
Okay, well, thank you so much. That was Dr. Shamsul Amri Baharuddin, the director of Institute of Ethnic Studies, otherwise known as KITA. For like a non-political person like me, right, who's more interested in the commercial side and, business people like stability, right? That just sounded really, really messy. I mean, so many players, such a small pie, one of 13 states, so messy. I mean, why doesn't Malaysia just get its act together and just move on,
Yeah, I think this whole fluctuation, he was saying, we are talking about 3 CMs so far in Malacca. Well, we had the same issue in the federal level.
Stay tuned on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.